Walk FM is pleased to present Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Arthur Mao watched closely as his mother placed the money in the cup. Arthur and his 7 brothers and sisters all called it God's cup. Mother did this every week after father brought home his pay envelope. They explained to the children that money placed in the special place was 1/10 of all the money father earned at his job. This money was set aside to be used only for God's work. Every Sunday morning, the 8 Mao children formed a line. Each was given money from God's cup for his Sunday school and church offering. There was always enough for everyone to give. And although the family was poor, this money was never used for food or clothing, but they always had what they needed.
Now children, I want you to listen to me. We'll always have what we need as long as we put God first in our lives.
He often reminded them of a verse from the Bible that says,
"But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
When Arthur was 8 years old, he began to earn money himself. He had already believed in Jesus as his Savior, and Arthur thought that he should give part of his money to God too. He knew the Bible verse that says, "God loves a cheerful giver," and Arthur did give cheerfully. He loved to give. First, he gave a penny from the first dime he earned, then he gave a dime from his first dollar. He was so excited to give a whole dollar when he had earned $10. But soon, 1/10 of the money he earned seemed like too little, so Arthur often gave extra amounts just because he loved Jesus so much. Not only did he learn about giving money to God, but Arthur also heard his parents talk about giving something else to God, your life for him to use. He heard his parents pray,
"Lord, make a missionary out of some of our children."
As Arthur listened, he wanted to cry out,
"Stop! I know God answers your prayers. I don't want to be a missionary. I'm scared."
Arthur had dreamed about what he would be when he grew up. He wanted to earn lots of money and be a rich man. But one day at Arthur's high school, something happened that changed his life.
Heard of this confrontation,
a preacher came to speak for a special assembly. He told the students of many experiences from the life of David Livingston, one of the first missionaries to Africa. Arthur listened excitedly. He wanted to know why Livingston had gone to such a place. All Arthur could think about was how the people there didn't live in a way that pleased God.
The enemy was defeated.
He decided he needed to know more about Livingston and what he did, but the speaker didn't stay.
"How can I learn more about David Livingston? Books. I'll go to the library after school and see if there are any books there about him."
Arthur chose 3 books, hurried home, and eagerly read every line. He began to think more about the people who had never heard that God loves them or that Jesus had died for their sins. He kept thinking,
"How could they hear without a preacher?"
One day, as Arthur was riding in his car, it seemed like God was asking him if he was willing to be a missionary. Because Arthur had already chosen to live his life to please and serve God, his answer was yes. He was not afraid anymore like he had been as a child. Now he was excited. God was going to use him to tell people that God loved them and that he had made a way for them to know him.
"I want to go right away."
But he needed training. A few weeks later, he enrolled in Bible school. He studied hard to prepare to be a missionary. After several years of training, he was finally ready to go.
Arthur overcame his fear and trusted God to help him serve as a missionary. Where do you think Arthur will go? Find out when we return.